This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Section 702 lapses as Fourth Amendment fight in DN. I standoff stall renewal. A surveillance authority used to sweep up Americans' communications expired for the first time since 2008, caught between a bipartisan Fourth Amendment fight and a standoff over President Trump's pick to run the intelligence agencies. Washington. A government surveillance power that civil liberties advocates have fought for years lapsed over the weekend of June 13, 2026, the first time Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has expired since it was enacted in 2008. The authority sits at the center of a long-running Fourth Amendment dispute over the warrantless surveillance of Americans, and its renewal is now tangled in a separate fight over President Trump's pick to lead the nation's intelligence agencies. Nathan Worcester, a Washington correspondent for the Epoch Times, walked through the lapse on The Kim Monson Show. He describes Section 702 as a tool that has been controversial for a long time because, among other things, it enables the warrantless surveillance of Americans. Its primary purpose, Worcester said on the show, is to be able to spy on non-Americans outside of the United States, targeting people overseas in terrorism investigations. The statute itself authorizes targeting only persons reasonably believed to be located outside the United States, and Americans' communications can be swept up incidentally when they exchange messages with those targets. The authorization expired after the June 12 deadline. The collection continues for now. A Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court certification grandfathers existing surveillance directives forward into 2027, keeping current orders valid under that certification, according to CBS News. The near-term risk, Senator Mark Warner told reporters, is that communications providers may stop cooperating if the legal indemnification the law gives them lapses. The proximate cause of the lapse was a fight over personnel. President Trump named Bill Pulte, the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, as the incoming acting director of national intelligence, slated to take the role around June 19 when Tulsi Gabbard steps down. That appointment became the basis for this Democratic series of objections, Worcester said. Democrats argue Pulte has no intelligence, law enforcement, or military background and could use the surveillance authority against the president's political opponents, according to NBC News. As FHFA director, Pulte has pursued mortgage fraud investigations into several prominent Democrats. Senator Warner called him a national security threat, according to CNBC. Trump moved to defuse the objection by announcing that Jay Clayton, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York and a former SEC chairman, would be his permanent nominee for the post, with a Senate Intelligence Committee confirmation hearing set for June 17. Clayton's confirmation is still pending. For many Democrats, Worcester said, the nomination came too late. The sticking point is the interim. The message that I've heard from Chuck Schumer and from others is if there's any chance that Bill Pulte ends up being in charge for even a little bit of time, then they're not okay with that, Worcester said. Beneath the personnel fight runs an older and deeper objection. Worcester was careful to separate the two. When the House failed to pass a short-term extension, 1982-18, 19 Republicans voted against renewal, according to CBS News. Their objection was constitutional, Worcester said, grounded in those Fourth Amendment concerns over warrantless surveillance and separate from the Pulte dispute. That objection spans both parties and both chambers. A Senate motion to advance a long-term reauthorization failed 47-52 in early June, with 7 Republicans joining Democrats in opposition, according to roll call. The core complaint is the same one Worcester laid out. The FBI can query the collected data for information about United States persons without going to a judge and getting the say-so. The statute requires those queries to be consistent with the Fourth Amendment and adds internal approval steps, but it stops short of a warrant requirement. A 2024 reauthorization added guardrails on FBI querying, Worcester noted, but still you do come back to that warrantless surveillance side of Section 702 that troubles reformers in both parties. Trump's support for renewal marks a turn. He spent years criticizing FISU over its use in the surveillance of his 2016 presidential campaign. Worcester kept that distinction clean on the show. The 2016 surveillance involved traditional FISU, the Carter Page warrants, that didn't involve Section 702. With some reforms now in place, Trump has said he wants Section 702 renewed. The president has also complicated the path. Over the weekend, Trump pressed Congress to pair any 702 extension with the Save America Act, a voter identification and election bill he has championed, warning he would oppose an extension that left it out, according to the Washington Examiner. Worcester reported that Senate Majority Leader John Thune has rejected the pairing and intends to move a standalone FISU bill instead. The House is not due back at the Capitol until June 23rd. And now, Kim's perspective. I do not like warrantless surveillance of Americans, and the Fourth Amendment is clear about why. The whole point of the warrant is to put a judge between you and the government before agents go searching through your life. Section 702 lets the FBI query Americans' swept-up communications without that judge, and that is government power reaching past the limit the Constitution set on it. Listen to the debate, though, and you hear politics over Bill Pulte crowding out the principle. The handful of senators and the 19 House Republicans who voted no on Fourth Amendment grounds are asking the right question, and it is the question every one of us should be asking: who gets to read your messages, and what do they have to prove first? For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.